Welcome to the Deerfield Family Theater Podcast. In this season, we're talking with the cast and production team for Theater D's production of Noises Off. Speaking of Noises Off, in case you're tuning in and didn't already know, Theater D is putting on a performance of Noises Off this April of 2024. Performances start Friday, April 5th, and go through Sunday, April 14th. So while you're listening to this episode, visit theaterd.com and get your tickets. Without further delay, here's the interview. I'm thrilled to have back with me on the DFT podcast, the one and only Lainey Hopper. Welcome back.
Thank you, Matt. Thanks for having me.
So just in case our listeners haven't heard your exclusive interview where we introduced you, just give a quick reminder. Who are you? Why are you here today? And what do you have to do with Deerfield Family Theater?
Sure. Well, thanks again for having me back. Happy to be here. My name is Lainey Hopper. I am the Cultural Arts and Special Events Supervisor for the Deerfield Park District. And that means I oversee all of the cultural arts programs here at the Park District, music, theater, dance, as well as planning all of the special events, community-wide events that come out of the Park District.
Yeah. And so who better to have with me today for our first ever Year in Review podcast episode?
Awesome.
So Lainey, tell us, what shows did we do in 2023?
Yeah, so we kicked off our season really strong with Inherit the Wind. It was our Theater D production. So Theater D is our subset of Deerfield Family Theater that is adults performing for adults. Inherit the Wind is a play by Jerome Lawrence and Robert E. Lee. And it was a great show. You know, it really talks about the idea of freedom of thought. And this was the first production we have ever done with Theater D that featured a talk back after the show. We were able to have Larry Mason, one of our resident lawyers on the Deerfield Family Theater Board, and interview some of the cast members after the show about, you know, their thoughts on freedom of speech and religion, all of the major themes of the show. The other really cool thing about Inherit the Wind and Theater D is that Theater D has historically done farce and produced farce shows, comedy, and Inherit the Wind is the first drama that we were able to put on. So we were nervous and excited, and it ended up being a huge success. And we're looking to kind of branch out and explore other types of adult content theater with Theater D moving forward, especially with our upcoming show for Theater D that begins auditions this evening, Noises Off, going back to the land of farce, and then, you know, moving forward.
Yeah. And from what I understand, I mean, the show was a hit and a lot of people loved it. A lot of people attended. And so the risk of like not doing farce really paid off, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And it really has kind of, you know, now with choosing to do Noises Off as our 2024 production, we are ending our long stint of farce by doing the farce, right? Noises Off is often referred to as the funniest farce ever written. So a lot of contemporary farce is based off of what Michael Frayn, the playwright, really did with Noises Off, The Doors, the comedy of errors, the everything going wrong, the show within a show. It's kind of all of those major themes that you see in so many other contemporary comedies and farce that this is the piece that really took off with that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, absolutely. And of course, longtime listeners of the podcast remember that back in April, I actually had on the podcast the director, Chris Kosser, of Inherit the Wind. So for those of you who are disappointed that you missed it, you could still go listen to that interview with Chris and our costume designer for that show, Jade Andrews. So those two episodes of the podcast were dedicated to Inherit the Wind, to Theater D for 2023. All right. Anything more to say about Inherit the Wind, Lainey?
You know, I have nothing more to say on Inherit the Wind other than it was a fabulous show. And I'm just really happy with how it was able to, like I said, you know, kind of open up the range of what Theater D can be and is capable of doing.
Yeah. And so as always, you know, thanks to all the staff, you know, Chris, the director, the production team, the board, to everyone who came in and saw Inherit the Wind. It was a lot of fun. Thanks for everyone's help and thanks for supporting it.
Yeah.
Moving on to a DFT first, at least a first in a very long time, like decades first.
Decades.
We did a theater for young audiences show. Tell us about that, Lainey.
Yeah. So their Deerfield Theater for Young Audiences started as an initiative with the directive from the Deerfield Park District Board in wanting to see more youth programming and, you know, performance for youth to get exposure to theater. So hence Deerfield TYA, Theater for Young Audiences, was born. This was our first year, our first show ever, our first summer TYA production. And so in deciding what production we should make our first, right, because that's important. Where do we kick this off with? It seemed right to start with Fancy Nancy the Musical, having been written by a Deerfield native and a alum of the very first Deerfield Family Theater show, Danny Abosh, who actually went ahead and wrote the music and lyrics for Fancy Nancy the Musical. It was a really exciting production on our end in that we really wanted to tie it back to community by, you know, selecting the show. But then it just kind of seemed serendipitous with how involved the community became. The scenic designer for this production was Michael Clack, who is the technical director at Deerfield High School. And with Michael Clack came a lot of Deerfield High School students who came to work on this production. And so it just kind of seemed like a community effort to get this one up. And it was so special. We were able to, perform for lots of children in the area, including my kiddos over in art camp were able to come see the show, which was very special to share that with them. And just, you know, kind of branch out into what Deerfield Family Theater can be. So like we kind of talked about with Inherit the Wind, you know, that's more adults performing for adults. And Deerfield Family Theater is a families performing family content, right? So with the TYA, it is adults performing for youth in mind. And we tried to make this production really interactive and sensory friendly. You know, if kids were running in the aisles, like we weren't going to stop them. You know, we want them to be engaged with what they're seeing on stage. We tried to make it almost 4D by having bubbles come down from the catwalk at one point and beach balls in the audience. And we wanted the kids in the audience to feel as engaged with the material as possible.
Yeah, I mean, when my 3-year-old saw bubbles from the rafters coming down, I mean, she was so freaking excited. So it was, you know, in my experience, even just bringing my kid to it.
Yeah, you have a special vantage point of getting to bring Audrey to it and getting to kind of see what that was like through her eyes, too. So that's awesome.
Yeah, and it helps that she loves Fancy Nancy.
I mean, yeah, of course. Fancy Nancy is a little after my gen, but my younger sister read a lot of the Fancy Nancy books. And, you know, it's a very recognizable name. And we were able to, you know, have books in a lobby for the kids to read. And, you know, they got to meet Nancy after. And, you know, we tried to make it very interactive so that they felt engaged and weren't just, you know, with like a typical show sitting there for 2 hours doing nothing because that's not engaging to them. This was supposed to be for them.
Right. And another thing was our performance in the new theater for Caruso.
Oh, Inherit the Wind was our first performance in the theater. Right. I didn't even mention that.
Well, yeah. How could I slot this back in?
Yeah. So. How could I neglect that? That was the most exciting part of Inherit the Wind. You know, we originally, when we had set out and started production meetings for Inherit the Wind, we were under the impression that we were going to be in the Patty Turner Center, which is where Theater D has historically put up their productions. And found out in the final hour that this Caruso Auditorium was going to be ready and completed in time for our production. And the space was available if we wanted to use it. So I called Chris up and I was like, what do you think? And he was like, let's do it. So we made it happen. You know, the space was finished 2 weeks before we started building the set in the space. So brand spanking new. And we are just so lucky to have been able to put our entire 2023 season, starting with Inherit the Wind, in the brand new state-of-the-art theater that is Caruso Auditorium.
Yeah, and my first experience personally then seeing a show.
There you go, yeah.
Was with Fancy Nancy, even though as a board member, I was there. I was able to go when the theater first opened. So it was so exciting. Great reason to get involved for any future volunteers for community theater.
Yeah, we're so lucky to have that space. I mean, it's nicer than some of the theaters I worked on in college, you know, getting a degree in this. So, I mean, it just feels like Caruso has been such a gift to, you know, we've already had this fabulous program that, you know, we put on great shows, but now we have a space that is deserving of that art.
Absolutely. I mean, we are truly spoiled as a community to have a theater like that now. And it is brand new. It's not like we've had it forever. But now that we
do. No, with all three shows that have gone up in Caruso have been Deerfield Family Theater, Deerfield TYA. Caruso will be putting up their first show in the space this spring.
For the podcast for Fancy Nancy, those episodes, we got to interview a member of the cast, Meg Martin, who played Bree. We got to interview Danny Abosh, if you want to go back and listen to the music writer and co-lyricist. And then we also got to interview our one and only director of our first TYA show, April Sigmund Mark. So go check out those episodes if you haven't listened to them already. Yeah, and another thing I love about this year in review style episode is we might even have to start doing like a show in review because like, there's so much to cover.
Yeah, there is. I know we could deep dive so hard on this.
Totally. We're skimming over it to make sure that we keep the episode a reasonable length. But I shared this with the board, but I even had just like a colleague who I know through like local businesses where he was like, it was an event going to Fancy Nancy. Like I had family in from out of town with young kids and we were like, you know what we're going to do? Go to Fancy Nancy. And they don't even live in Deerfield, right? They're just in the north suburban area.
Yeah.
And so people from out of town were going to see this show. So it must have, it had a huge impact locally, but also beyond just local.
The word of mouth was really what kind of shocked me with Fancy Nancy. You know, I mean, I'm still relatively new to the Deerfield area, right? And I'm not a resident. So I was just kind of shocked by how after that first show and once it kind of caught wind, I mean, tickets were selling like crazy. I think we sold out like most performances for that production. And that was just shocking to me because I couldn't believe that theater meant for young audiences or children, you know, would be so popular. But I mean, people want something to do with their kids. They want to expose their kids to art. And, you know, with stories like Fancy Nancy and other types of TYA productions, you know, there's always like an overarching theme or a moral to the story. And so it always, you know, your kids are going to walk away having learned something. And, you know, I just think that's really beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, speaking of ticket sales, like we did not charge a lot of money because we wanted to make sure that this show was accessible. So we charged as little as we can. And really, we didn't know it was this going to be break even enough for us to do it again another year. But thankfully it was. And so maybe you could explain a little more. But for listeners who don't know, you know, we are not a profit center for the Park District. We are just trying to do a break even show every year. And any money that we bring in that's more than what it costs to put on the show just goes to the next show. And
yeah.
So we were able to succeed with an experiment with Fancy Nancy.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think you kind of hit the nail on the head. You know, we are a non-for-profit organization. We are a program of the Deerfield Park District and the Deerfield Park Foundation, which are all, you know, non-for-profits. And so any money that we can make off of a show just goes directly back into our program and allows us to do bigger and better things with our productions. One of the things that we had talked about, you know, because we were able to make so much money off Nancy, we were able to rent the lights that we wanted for Beauty and the Beast, which was the production that followed Fancy Nancy, you know. While Caruso has, you know, all the bells and whistles as far as lights, sound, et cetera, we wanted some moving lights for that production. And so with that extra money, we were able to use it to rent the equipment we needed to even enhance our next production.
Which brings us to our next production.
Which brings us to our next production, Beauty and the Beast.
So give us the rundown, Lainey. How was Beauty and the Beast? Oh, boy.
We did great. Beauty and the Beast was a smashing success by all accounts. Beauty and the Beast actually sold over 2,000 tickets, which is the highest selling Deerfield Family Theater production that I can find record of within the records that I obtained from my predecessor. We made money on it, which is nice. And, you know, I think it was a really beautiful show. Beauty and the Beast is not a small show for those not familiar. It is quite literally a beast, no pun intended. And, you know, it was really what to me I walked away from with that production feeling most proud of was the way that the board, the cast, the production team, volunteers that came out of the woodwork, you know, everyone came together to get this show up. And it was just, you know, the phrase "it takes a village" kind of sits in my head. And, you know, Beauty and the Beast takes place in a village, a poor provincial town. And I just watched these people want to come help, people reaching out to me via email that I had never spoken to or met, just saying, hey, how can I be involved? How can I help? And that's what I really walk away from Beauty and the Beast with, feeling most proud of, is, you know, the level of engagement from the community. And You can see that from the people that worked on it, but also the people that showed up and saw the show, you know, little girls in yellow bell dresses sitting in the audience. And, you know, it was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Record breaking show. How about
record breaking? I know. What a way to end 2023, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Record breaking. And we, you know, we hit the financial goals with the show to make sure we could put on another incredible performance next and keep that momentum going. But also, I mean, look, we learned some things, right, with the new theater. Like, tell us about a painting lesson that we learned about Lainey. I think that might be fun for some listeners to hear.
A painting lesson. I don't know what you're referring. Are you referring to something specifically?
How the stage was painted, but nobody could see the stage from the seats there.
Oh, yeah. So, like, with any new space, right, like, we're figuring out the kinks of the space. And so that really started with Inherit the Wind, when we couldn't figure out how to get the sound to work and couldn't get the HVAC working correctly. Fancy Nancy couldn't get the headset working correctly until the end, you know, and Beauty and the Beast, we found out that if you do spend time painting the floor of the stage, painting that deck, no one will see it. So we will not spend our time doing that again. But, you know, you live and you learn. And it's been, like we had said, you know, such a gift to get to make those mistakes, you know, and get to learn this space. And I've seen it from Inherit to Nancy to Beauty, like, the production value and the way that we as a board and a production team work together has gotten better and better every time, because we know the space, we know what we're walking into, we can plan better. And it's just been such a gift to be able to not have to start from ground zero by going to a new space every time.
Yeah, I mean, Beauty and the Beast, though, what an amazing performance. I understand why it was record-breaking. In preparation to bring my three-year-old, we watched Beauty and the Beast. I thought we were just going to watch it maybe one time. We ended up watching it like 50 times to get ready, because she just wanted to watch it over and over again. And just the animated, just like the classic animated one. And then it was her first full-length show that she was able to sit through and go to. So, you know, it was so engaging. I mean, That's the set so was incredible. And the costumes were fantastic. I mean, and of course, all the performances were top-notch. I mean, we've recently tried to watch the live action Disney movie, and I feel like our performance was better.
I have to agree. I have my own qualms with the live action movie, but obviously, of course, the animated is perfect and no one can touch it. But we really tried to, with that show, kind of pull from, you know, the animated and the Disney that everyone knows, right? But also, you know, kind of put our own DFT twist on it. And I really enjoyed working with the production staff on this one and watching them kind of take ownership of their own piece of it. What comes to mind is our customer, Haley Springer, had, when we, in talking in initial design meetings about what the look of the show was going to be, she was very excited to put her own take on the iconic yellow dress, right, that Belle wears. And she had said, you know, I know that people are going to expect this yellow dress, right? You don't see Beauty and the Beast and you don't get the Belle yellow dress, but I want to make it more historically accurate. So putting us into this old French provincial town through costuming and still keeping, you know, the yellow dress that everyone knows, but putting our twist on it was so cool to watch it come together. I mean, I feel so fortunate to be in my seat and get to, you know, be in these design meetings and help build this thing from the ground up and be this support system that, you know, helps give these artists the outlet to do their best work.
Longtime listeners of the podcast know that we had four interviews that we published for Beauty and the Beast. We got to interview our director, Deborah Goldman, a married couple who now have performed in their second DFT performance, Amanda and Peter Van Eck, our music director and local mainstay in the community, Marty Carlin. And then we got to interview one of our very own board members who was also in the cast, and that is Marcy Barnett. So if you haven't already listened to those episodes, go check them out. And for those listeners who are like, well, darn it, I missed all those past shows. What am I to do? Well, you know, time for us to tell you about what's coming. So, Lainey, we've already mentioned Noises Off. Yeah. How about you? We share what else is coming in 2024?
Yeah, so we're kicking off our season with our Theater D show in the spring. As always, we're doing Noises Off by Michael Frayn, the farce of all farce, the comedy of comedies. It's a long show. It's a hard show. I was in this show in high school as an actor. And so when the theater D board was like, how about Noises Off, which for several of the board members, this is a bucket list show for them. I kind of froze, right? Because I'm like, oh God, this show is incredibly difficult from a actor standpoint, but also from a scenic standpoint. If you're not familiar with the show, the set for the show is so specific in that it's a house that needs to turn. So we're not really building a set as we've done with former shows. We're building a house. It needs to be two levels. It needs to flip at intermission so you can see the backstage. Like I said previously, you know, Noises Off is a show within a show. So the first act is you're watching them in rehearsal on the set for their show, which is a house. And then the first intermission, which there is two intermissions. The first intermission, it flips and you see the show from backstage and you see all of the things going wrong with the actors as they try to rehearse the show from backstage. And then the second intermission comes around and it flips back and you watch their performance of the show. So it's challenging. I also feel, though, like it's a tech rite of passage. So I'm excited to get this ball rolling tonight with auditions as we start. And it's going to be great.
And then for TYA.
Then for TYA, our summer TYA production is a show called Me, Jane. It is the life and adventures of a young Jane Goodall. So the story is essentially Jane and her companion that is a stuffed monkey named Jubilee. And they go on a series of adventures. And Jane, being a young girl, is just so fascinated with all things nature and outdoors and how they work. And you know, she has interactions with the neighbor's dogs and the chicken coop. And, you know, throughout the story, she grows up to be who we all know is Dr. Jane Goodall. And I just think it's such an important, cool story, especially for little girls, right? To just follow your dreams and also ignore the naysayers, right? A big plot point is that her neighbors think she's weird, right? Because she's outside all the time talking to chickens and dogs. But, you know, she grows up to be Dr. Jane Goodall. So we're very excited about that. It is a musical, runs about 45 minutes. And once the ball kind of gets rolling on Noises Off, that is when we will get the ball rolling on Jane. But as of right now, we have the licensing and that's about it.
All right.
And I have the children's book in my office.
And of course, you know, you never know. Things happen. Things are subject to change. But at least at the time of recording, like that's the plan, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Correct. Yeah. And, you know, things, you know, life happens, things come up, you know, what if you cast, you know, in the casting process, something happens or in rehearsal, somebody gets it, you know, you never know, but that's the plan, you know, nothing, not,
this is, not, this is the general plan right now. Yeah, right. Correct. The general plan. We will put this show up. We're very excited. You know, like I said, all of our shows are now in Caruso Auditorium and the set for this one's going to be very different. It's going to be nature. It's a treehouse. It's outdoors. So switching from really, you know, a house, a structure, architecture to something more natural, I just think it's going to be a really good change of pace from one show to the next. And I think people are really going to enjoy this one. I really have been enjoying choosing our TYA shows based on books, right? I think books are a big, important key piece of this TYA that we've been building. And that it's engaging, right? Like you can take the story home with you. It's something that parents can talk to their kids about after the show. They can read the book together in the evening. And, you know, what did you learn? What did you like? Remember when this song was in this part of the, you know, it's cool.
Yeah. And so I think we're making a grand announcement possibly with this next announcement. What is the DFT production?
Yeah, without further ado, 2024 production for Deerfield Family Theater is Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. We're very, very excited. It is the new adaptation of the script that just became available. I know Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory has been a show that DFT has done in the past. And so one of the things that we as a board kind of discussed when we were nailing down our selection is to avoid repeats. So this is not a repeat because it is a new adaptation of the script. It has several of the songs that we all know and love, the Candyman song, the, you know, all the pieces of the original that you love, but a new spin, a new take and modernized. And I just think it's so perfectly timed with, you know, this movie that's coming out with my boy, Timothy Chalamet. Shout out to my girl, Claire Higgins. And, you know, it'll be great. I think the timing of the movie and the show will be good. And we're also looking forward to engaging a lot more youth in this production and bringing back a lot of kids to play the kids in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. So if you have any young ones, that are interested in theater, their time is coming to audition for a Deerfield Family Theater show.
Yes. Yes. This is your notice.
This is your first official notice.
Which, I mean, Lainey, we have been on with the transitions for this, because speaking of that, where can people go to stay up to date on everything happening with DFT, Theater D, and TYA?
There are many places you can go. We are on social media. We have an Instagram. We have a Facebook. We have a website, deerfieldtheater.com, theater.com. We have this fabulous podcast that people can find out more information about us. And then also there's several outlets of Park District Media, the brochure. We're always in there. Yeah. If you want to. And we also have a mailing list now. We also have a mailing list you can sign up for on our website.
Yeah. So there's all the places you could find us and stay up to date on what's happening. Definitely we'll be talking about stuff through the podcast. So if you haven't already, subscribe to the podcast as well to stay up to date. And yeah, anything else? I think that's a pretty exciting year in review and what to look forward to, right?
Yeah, it was a great year. It just makes me more excited for what's to come.
Super. Awesome. Anything else you want to throw in the podcast?
Support live theater. Come see the show, buy your tickets, and we'll see you at the theater.
Love it. All right. Thanks, Lainey.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
And that's our show. Please share this podcast to help support the work of Deerfield Theater. An even better way to support us is to go see Noises Off. Visit theaterd.com to purchase tickets. As always, links are in the show notes. And thanks again to Theater D's board, the production staff, and cast for Noises Off. Please follow us on social media and subscribe to our podcast on your preferred listening app to never miss an episode. Until next time, thanks to everyone who continues to support the arts. We'll see you at the theater.